Send a movie idea.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Factory. It's the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many of your ideas as we like, but only one can be taken to the next stage, where it'll actually be commissioned for TV and hosted by Paddy McGuinness and Andrew Freddy Flintoff, despite neither of them seeming to have any previous association with made-up film ideas. I'm Joel, a man who puts the ass in auto glass replace, and across from me is John Harris, a man not content with refusing the breakfast show gig on Radio 2 weeks ago. He's actually now rebutted their approaches yet again with the offer of hosting the more sleeping pattern friendly Drive Time show. John, when will they learn?
I want all of daytime and all of nighttime on Radio 2, and I won't settle until I get that.
And joining us today is comedian Archie Maddox. How are you doing, mate?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. Happy to be here.
You can probably tell from that intro, it's mostly jokes about the BBC radio and TV schedule.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've got a 5 minute on that. We'll branch out to online.
I'm currently working at the BBC, so I shouldn't chat too much shit about them.
So am but, I.
Oh,
so,
for real? Well, fuck them then, innit?
You can take it. You're both going down if it's...
We're not actually here to slag off one of the country's finest institutions. We are, and I mean that, we are here to pitch movie ideas. So, John, what have you got?
What about this one from Megan? Glengarry Glen Ross from Friends.
I don't know what Glengarry
Glen Ross is. Neither do I, but...
Is it a Scottish thing?
No.
No, it's about estate agents. It's all about selling and mad masculinity issues and stuff like that. So that would be quite interesting. Glengarry Glen Ross from Friends would be what him... Selling dinosaur selling bones to other people.
Yeah, and because I would say that he is the opposite of, like, you know, traditional masculinity, wouldn't you say?
He is. Ross? He's also, do you know what? Since everyone's become woke and shit, he's like...
They hate Friends.
Yeah, they hate Friends, but he's also like the worst person in the world. Like what he does, he fucking gaslights Rachel all the time. he's a cunt when you think about it.
He's a real piece of work, actually.
Am I allowed to swear on this, by the way?
Yeah, don't worry.
Fucking cunt shit. Bank up, good.
Don't look at me when you're saying that. I thought it sounded like Glenn... I just thought Glengarry...
Because you think it sounds like a whiskey.
Sounds like a whiskey or like just a Scottish town.
Yeah.
I actually have no idea. Whenever I've heard that,
well,
I've
that would be funny
like
if Ross from Friends was put into witness protection and made to go and live in Glengarry Glen
for
Ross.
Witness protection for crimes against women.
Yeah.
And he has to live in an all male community of men called Glen and Gary.
Or what? Incels. Yeah. Incels called Glen Gary. That's good. I'd actually watch that. What's your name? Glenn. What's your name? Gary. I'm Ross.
On a similar incel theme here, I've got Lake Flaccid.
Oh.
It's a retreat for men with erectile dysfunction.
Or a behind the scenes of an old porn shoot. Like 90-year-old porn videos trying to make it.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it wouldn't be either lake, would it? It would be... Dry ditch flaccid.
It'll be like one of those Sundance documentaries where at first it seems like quite a like horrible idea, but actually by the end of it you feel really sorry for these lovely old porn stars who are just trying to make it.
Lovely. Not a phrase you hear very often.
You don't think about that, do you? What happens to the porn stars after 40 years old, where the lights have faded? Apart from Ron Jeremy, who's just in things for no reason.
Yeah.
What else happens to them?
I haven't watched it, but there is a documentary on Netflix called After the Porn Ends, which I assume, based on the title alone, is exactly what you're looking for, aren't
you? You've not watched it because, yeah, boring.
Or it could just be a man looking at his computer, wandering into the ether.
Yeah.
Just feeling really sad. Yeah.
Sudden having clarity about stuff.
Yeah. Oh. What have I done? Again.
I disgust myself.
Yeah, but Lake Placid, right?
Yeah.
It's men with erectile dysfunction. They're there to kind of get coached back into peak condition. Things like
I don't think you understand erectile dysfunction. It doesn't require just like a motivating speech.
Come on! At the sidelines. Go, come on, you can
you know,
do it.
You know in Harry Potter where they just sort of stand over their broom?
This better not be a wand joke.
And they wish it back up. They sort of get it, they raise it into their hand.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how impotence works.
Anyway, right, so what happens is there's a giant crocodile in the lake.
Oh!
I've never seen Lake Placid. I've just seen the cover of the DVD.
No, that is basically it. There's a giant crocodile in the lake. And maybe he's attracted to flaccid penises, so they all need to get boners so that they're not...
Perfect.
He's scared of erections.
Yeah.
We all are.
What about this one from Ryan? Shape of Water Boy. Adam Sandler falls in love with Fishman.
I like that. That would be good. That just watching those two try and have a conversation would be excellent.
I feel like Adam Sandler would play both parts. That's kind of his thing. Has he played a role where he falls in love with himself?
Jack and Jill? Yeah. Didn't he fall in love?
I don't know. Was he his own sister?
He was his own sister.
Maybe he fell in love.
How is this guy still making films? Really and truly. He made a film called The Cobbler. Have you seen The Cobbler? It's one of the worst things I've ever seen.
For anyone who's not seen The Cobbler, the idea is that he can wear people's shoes. And it's like a walk a mile in their shoes.
And then has their life. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
It's weird.
He's got too much. No, it's ridiculous.
But the thing about Adam Sandler is. People fucking love him.
Yeah.
His films are like the most viewed thing on Netflix. See, you know, you got to blame the people. It's the people's fault.
Well, this is why I fundamentally believe people should not be given choices in anything. I think a dictatorship makes more
sense. Netflix should
be
one film.
It should.
A week.
The same film, Dude, Where's My Car, over and over again. That's what it should be.
Oh, there's something. Because Dude, Where's My Car is such a repetitive film in itself. That's where a lot of the humour comes from. Then to watch that over and over again would be maddening.
It would, although it's one of my favourite films because it is so stupid.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous, that film. And I don't know if this is true, but they were going to make a sequel called Seriously, Dude, Where's My Car?
They're still making it.
What about this one from James? The Walking Deadpool. Deadpool fights zombies. Get it made.
Yeah, that seems to make sense.
I mean, that seems like a sequel to Deadpool waiting to happen.
Mm. He seems a bit like a zombie. He's sort of a zombie.
Isn't Deadpool a zombie?
No, he's just, he's got like,
he's just immortal.
Yeah. So he's got like some sort of horrendous, life-threatening disease, but he's also unable to die. So that's why, there's something quite zombie-esque about that actually. Now I describe it. But yeah, quipping and killing zombies. I think it would frustrate Deadpool to try and fight zombies because you'd run out of zombie quips after like...
Yeah.
And it's not like, you know, there's not much badinage or banter happening between a zombie and Deadpool.
You're not getting much out of them.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like playing, if you can imagine playing to a crowd of zombies and doing the, where are you from? What do you do? It'd be a bit annoying after that, wouldn't it?
It would. Yeah. I wouldn't like to...
You done many gigs like that?
Oh yeah, for sure. I've done gigs where I've been bottled off the stage.
In a zombie apocalypse, would you continue to try
to survive?
Stand up.
Yeah, definitely. I'd see as long as I can because I've had some hard gigs. So that, I reckon I could do that. But if there was a zombie apocalypse, I wouldn't try survive. I'd be out.
You'd be out. Gun to your own head, or what are we talking?
Yeah, no, I'd surf a table out of a window, mate.
Why don't you let him have you?
Yeah. Straight out. Because why do you want to, like, what? You're going to have to put society back together. That's long.
You don't fancy it.
Nah.
Well, you're going to get a taste for it after March next year.
No, I'm out, mate. That's the start. I'm going to go around biting people just to try and kick some shit off.
The day of Brexit, you're just surfing out on a table out of a window.
Out of a one-story window.
Yeah, to a mostly non-plussed audience. Yeah. Just like, okay.
But this is interesting concept art, isn't it?
What about this one from Louise? Lost in Translation. The TV show Lost, but dubbed into a language you don't speak.
That's what Lost is anyway.
Yeah, I didn't understand. Did you watch Lost?
Yeah, I did. To my detriment.
I watched a bit of it.
Yeah. I watched all of it. And
oh, wow.
All of it.
You probably know as much as I do about it. It's just the most pointless. It was fuck Lost. Fuck them. Yeah. Fuck everyone.
Lost feels like a thing that we would have accidentally come up on with on this podcast. Like, there's a plane, there's an island, there's a bear, and some smoke.
Oh, you saw the first episode as well.
is that what you're saying? That is the first.
Yeah. There's some sort of weird suggestion that, because there's like a polar bear there. Yeah. And then it's sort of like a girl wished it into being. I don't know. I don't really understand it.
Yeah. No, it didn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's a plot twist. They're all dead.
Oh, the whole time?
Yeah, but they can still kill other people.
What?
Exactly.
They can kill... No.
Didn't make any sense.
Not having it.
What about this one from Simon? A star is born, but it's spelt like Jason Bourne.
Ooh, I like that. Jason
Bourne the musical?
Could be.
He goes on a music assassinating career.
Oh, so he's assassinating musicians?
Or he's assassinating people through his bad music.
Or through...
Ooh.
His excellent music that's literally mind-blowing.
What, so it's just the crowd of people whose heads are exploding?
Yeah. That doesn't seem very effective as an assassin unless you're like...
You're playing to a crowd of one.
Yeah.
Again, Archie, any experience of that?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. It's really hard to make one person laugh.
Yeah, I bet.
If they don't laugh, you're just like...
Come on, mate. Yeah, help me out.
And because they're not going to go, because if they do, they're nuts.
Yeah, very true, very true.
They'll just go, and I can't do shit with that. I'm like, get out. I'd rather not do the show than you be here.
Or to an empty room.
Yeah, I'll just sit there and cry.
Oh, it's been rather depressing.
Oh, no, that's what every comedian
Archie's gigging tonight as well, if anyone wants to head on down.
What, to Back in Time?
Yeah.
I've forgotten how podcasts work. I've literally been employed.
You're a pretty prolific comedian. There is a fair chance that whenever this person
You'll
is
be
listening, gigging. There is a chance you might have a gig that evening.
That is very true. So yeah, please come down and see me. I'm very funny.
And when that person is listening, where is it you're gigging that night?
That night, it could be anywhere. If you check my website, www.archiemaddox.co.uk, you will, at the moment, see no dates because I've not updated it for about 4 months. But
Too busy gigging.
Or it's just sitting and crying, mate. Fistful of Nutella straight into my face. That's what it is.
A fistful?
Fistful.
What are we talking then? So you're balling your hand into a fist?
No, I'm going, I'm bare clawing in and then... straight up like that, making a whole thing, and then into my face.
You're licking the hand, or you just sort of... I heard a little rumour about somebody a national radio station, the way that they wipe their arse, it's just reminded me of this, is they put their hand in a fist, and then they cover it in loo roll, and then have like a giant cotton bud.
Oh, what, like a doo-doo glove?
Oh, so you...
Yeah, I do the doo-doo glove.
What are you talking about?
You wrap your hands... With the toilet paper, so you don't get any doo-doo anywhere. Yeah. It's like you're going to war with your own arsehole.
You sort of mummify your hand.
Yeah.
Going to war with your own arsehole.
Yeah, it's great. And then you do the little doo-doo glove, and then you unglove it, and then you do another little glove like that. It's great.
That seems like a lot of paper, mate.
Well, what do? One strip at a time, like a fucking psychopath.
The only difference
single
is...
Single ply. It's like tracing paper.
Joel was describing a fist. You were describing more of an open palm.
Yeah, so more of a mitten.
Okay, doo-doo mitten then.
The doo-doo mitten, that's fine. Yeah, that sounds better. Because the doo-doo glove kind of suggests you've got separated fingers. I don't enjoy that image. But
no.
That would take a lot of time to sort out a real doo-doo
glove.
Yeah,
no, that would be weird. And that would be kind of like a weird whack-a-mole situation where you're, let's stop that.
John, what about you, mate?
Just the usual way.
My last show, I opened, my question to the audience was, does anyone in here know 100% how to wipe their ass? Because I'm not 100% sure.
You don't really have a tour.
Exactly. It's
one of those things you have to figure out.
Yeah, your parents just, they teach you and then they leave you. They never check again. It's one of those mad things.
How often would you like your parents to be checking in?
I reckon they should, quarter of your life, like 25
years.
Every
25 years, check your technique.
How you doing? That is not right at all. What is happening?
What happened?
Where did this new shit come from? What's the lights about?
Who's that in the corner?
Why are they watching you? How come they're not blinking? That's kind of weird.
I'm up for that. I think, how, especially as you get older, they have to renew your driving license.
Yeah.
You know, things diminish. So maybe...
A doo-doo license.
Renew the doo-doo license.
I think, we do need
And when you're in your like 70s or 80s, every year, get that.
But then you've got fucking a team of
someone's doing it for you.
Yeah.
Very true. Very true.
I think that's the dream, innit? You learn by about 70, you've figured out how to do it properly, most effective time saving way.
Yeah.
And then some other guy or woman comes in and does it for you.
But they must be trained.
They must be trained. So who's training the doo-doo
wipers? Yeah. There's only a few people. There's only a few people
this
on planet
conspiracy.
Earth. Do you think that when carers go into training and they get taught to wipe someone else's ass, they're like, hang on, I'm going to apply this to my own ass.
Yeah, so maybe they're the keys to the secret. They know everything.
Mm, they do.
They're the ones. We need to find out those people to train us how to doo-doo wipe. But also...
They're not going to suggest a glove.
The other thing is...
Now.
No, it's case by it's case by case as well. I'm not saying... I'm just saying sometimes it's almost like you didn't need to wipe. Obviously, you should always wipe. Just sometimes, you know, and sometimes you got to keep going.
Not with me, mate. It's always just carnage.
Oh.
Every time.
I thought you were going to be like, I'm a saint. There's
no,
nothing.
Absolutely,
no,
the absolute opposite.
I never buy them.
I think I might need to wipe my ass right now. That's
I wish you were wearing trousers. Good. Yeah, well, let us know.
I regret sitting on this white chair.
Tweet us. How do you wipe your ass?
Did we do A Star Is Born, or did we just go straight into...
We went straight into the poo glove. I'm really hoping that people will sort of be listening to this during breakfast, any other meal, or you might listen to this while you're on the toilet.
It's big, important questions.
It is an important question. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think people listen to podcasts on the toilet?
Ours.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we're like a toilet book.
It excavates your bowels.
Yeah. It also adds an element of danger, which I quite enjoy when I'm in the toilet.
Podcasting?
Yeah, I don't... Well, I'm not doing the podcast. If I'm
that would be good, though. That would be good. That's a niche.
That is a niche. what I thought about today. Oh, my God, guys, I'm going to sell that to you right now. Toilet podcast.
Yeah.
I'm not sure on the acoustics, but other than that...
Yeah. Sorry, maybe next round.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What about this one from Emma? Black Addison Lee. Rowan Atkinson drives a posh cab.
All right, yeah.
Black Addison Lee.
First of all, Addison Lee is not a posh cab.
Well, it's more posh than an Uber, right?
Yeah, but not as much as a black cab. That's a posh cab.
Is that a posh cab?
Well, it is because of the money involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an expensive cab.
Yeah, it's an expensive... That makes it posh.
Last time you got a black cab?
I ain't got one for you. Black cab don't stop for black man. It's ironic. They just don't know. Nah, I don't need him in here. No. God, I'm going to get cabby. So I'll stop for you, mate.
God, just pulling up to you when you're not asking.
Hello, I'm here. Come on. Where do you want to go?
I'm on a bike.
Where do you want to go? Do you want to go down there? Oh, I'm not going that way. Nah, sorry, mate.
Yeah, Rowan Atkinson. So yeah. I guess slapstick. And she's... The thing is, the Blackadder character is like...
I've never seen Blackadder, you know.
Really?
No, it's one of those that... Like Trainspotting. I've never seen Trainspotting. And everyone goes, you need to watch it.
They're pretty similar. When you've seen one, you've seen the other.
Yeah, yeah. That's just watch one of the two.
Yeah, the bit with the heroin baby on the ceiling in Blackadder.
I think that's Blackadder goes fourth, actually. But yeah. Well, how do you explain Blackadder really quickly? It's like through history, but each series is a different era, but it's the same characters.
So what would
roughly?
Each episode, he'll be in a different cab?
Well.
Through the ages.
Oh, yeah.
So what, the first one
horse
starts off horse and carriage. Yeah.
I like that.
And then what, then it would be, well, horse and carriage for years.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to take 8 seasons of horse and carriage. Yeah.
And then an old car with, like...
and a slightly less old car.
Yeah. And maybe every episode ends with the wheels falling off.
Because black cabs have basically been the same forever.
Black cabs?
Yeah.
Well, no, you can get these, like, they're like the electric ones now, aren't they? But that's...
Nah, who's getting that?
Well, I'm not saying people
no
are getting
one,
them.
No one gets in a black
I'm just
cab.
Saying that there's been a development in the technology of cabs recently. And I don't think people are reporting it. What?
That's because no one's been in one.
Yeah. I don't get black cabs either. Are we going to get in trouble with the black cab community? Because I know they're
a vocal bunch.
They are, yeah.
Yeah. They can get Uber shut down in London. They can get this podcast shut down in no time. Which I think we're going to lose a lot of listeners.
I would like...
Fuck black cabs.
Part of me thinks that the scandal of us trying to be shut down by the entire black cab community would be better publicity.
We'd get a deal with Uber. We'd be in every Uber as the default audio.
Yeah, let's do it.
You know, I only get weird Ubers. I never get a normal Uber driver. I always get like a mental one.
A mad one.
But like in a great way, because they always give me stuff to talk about. Like it was like Ramadan. This is always my go-to story about Ubers. It was Ramadan, right? And one guy, I sat in the back of the Uber, goes, Habibi, I'm hungry, time to fast. I go breakfast and then I give you shawarma and we both enjoy it. And I'm like, yeah, fine. So he bought me a shawarma.
Amazing.
For no reason. And then I told my next Uber driver that this guy had done it. And no hesitation, he went, probably wanted to suck you off, mate. So, I'm like, what a weird plan. Why would he want to do that?
Yeah, well, he's bought me a shawarma.
So now I owe him.
Time for dessert. Yeah, that is weird. I was in an Uber once and the guy pulled over to sell a DVD player to someone.
Oh, that's
like, it's pre-arranged. You didn't just stop at the lights.
That's the point. What's happened to them? Like, you know when you used to go to a barber's, or some people that listen to this would have gone to a barber's and that the guy would come in selling Chinese DVDs?
What's happened
to them lot?
Those guys are out of
business.
Where
do they go?
They're just riding around in the back of black cabs.
Yeah. Are they selling USBs now?
They're just selling QR codes
that
you can scan illegally.
I feel well bad for them because I used to buy loads of them. Yeah. No, I'd never used to buy those DVDs.
Piracy is not what it was. It's so faceless now, you know?
I like to see my pirate.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
You'd go on like Pirate Bay if you could just see the little image. Like with an Uber, every time you downloaded something.
What, the guy that's
stuck you
up. I remember those ghetto pirate things that you got when like you'd be halfway through a film and they turn the fucking camera around.
Yeah.
Did you ever see one?
Yeah.
And they go, yeah, you got this from Johnny. And then like, what the... Like some crucial bit of like Shawshank Redemption. It's like just what they're doing a poster review. Yeah. Like, yep, Johnny's done it. Like, I don't know how it's got out now.
There used to be, I don't know if it was because the music I was specifically downloading, but there used to be people that would upload music and it'd be the first 30 seconds of the track you downloaded and then just their band.
Yeah.
And then just go straight into their band.
LimeWire, innit?
And here you go, here's a song from my band. Yeah.
I remember that, Or they just have some random shouting DJ.
Yeah,
there's definitely some songs that now when I listen to them, I expect like the DJ who first played that song to talk up to the vocal.
Yeah.
I once downloaded illegally the song My Boo by Alicia Keys and Usher.
So did I. And it was tapemasters.com or something like that, wasn't it?
Oh, see, the version I downloaded had like this really scary, ghostly voice in it. And I thought for a while that it was just a haunted
download. A weird whisper, tapemasters.com.
Oh, maybe it was, yeah.
I downloaded that version. And when I heard the full version, I was like, what the fuck is this? Where's the bit I'm going to say?
Where's the ghost?
Yeah, where's the feature on this? It's the radio edit. They've taken up the Tapemaster feature.
I remember trying to download films and then always getting the porn version of a film. I remember that. Like, I tried to download The Exorcist and it was The Sexorcist, stuff like that. And I put it on because I was like, Mum, do you want to watch The Exorcist? Like, yeah, I haven't seen it for you. And then put this on and then there's just someone getting rammed by a priest. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Jeez.
My mum was going, I don't remember The Exorcist. It's changed.
I know that there's like that rule on the internet that everything that exists has a porn version of it, but who looked at The Exorcist and thought,
sexy? It's just the pun's so easy.
Yeah.
It's right there, isn't it? If they've given you The Exorcist.
It's not really a pun, they've just put an S in front of the rest of it.
It's better than some of these, actually. Yeah. Also, I do think, I'm not sure where we could go with it, but the idea of a haunted download feels like the kind of modern film you'd get at the minute.
The haunted download.
Yeah.
Like, or what, you torrent something from Pirate Bay and it's a fucking like Japanese ghost child.
Yeah, death sentence. And then that means, and then maybe we could get like, you know, the people who do that, you wouldn't steal a house, you wouldn't steal a blah, blah, blah. We get the people who make those adverts.
Japanese ghost child.
Exactly. Yeah. To fund our film, because it's essentially propaganda for them, because we're trying to get people to stop illegally downloading
stuff.
That's
a very good point. Way better than this fucking Jason Bourne shit.
I think we've just made the film.
John, have you got one more before we do our own ideas?
Yeah, what about this one from Grace? Fear and Loathing in Johnny Vegas. Yeah?
I mean, what? Is that sexual assault? I don't,
what, inside Johnny Vegas?
Yeah, that's
that's a shame. Oh. I think it's just a GoPro watching how Johnny Vegas wipes his ass.
That would be quality. That would be good. Or a GoPro. Like, have you seen them granddads who go on holiday and just GoPro their face the whole time?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
the camera.
Oh, it's the Taj Mahal. That of Johnny Vegas just going around. To go, ah!
Go on, do that.
I don't know if that's what it's. I can't remember what it sounds like. Donkey! I don't know. Got no idea. Sorry, John, mate.
Right. Archie, we're going to pitch our own two ideas now. So you've heard ideas from the listeners.
Cool. Can I pitch some ideas?
This is where it gets real. Yeah, absolutely.
I've got two ideas. I'll go after yours.
Yeah.
All right, okay, cool. So mine is a graveyard sale.
Nice.
So it's an American family on the brink of bankruptcy, right? They start digging up from the local graveyard and then selling the stuff that people have been buried with on their front lawn every Sunday until... inevitably, the dead start rising to claim back the stolen items.
Okay, yeah, of course. That's what would happen.
What do you think?
Graveyard sale sounds like a film from the 90s that already exists. I mean that in a good way.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Like it's like a 90s B-movie.
Like Pet Sematary.
Yeah. Before Peter Jackson became like Lord of the Rings guy, he did stuff like Brain Dead and stuff that was quite like gory, schlocky B-movie stuff. And I feel like Graveyard Sale could definitely be in there. No refunds. Something. I'm thinking of a pun. I'm thinking of a pun that someone can say before they like decapitate a zombie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I should be able to do that as a comedian. I'm not good with puns.
Yeah. So what's like? What's classic second hand? You're trying to sell a car. It's all nearest offer is always one, isn't it?
All nearest offer.
Yeah. O&O.
So it's like death or nearest offer.
Yeah. Good. That's great. Yeah.
Rips
off
his head.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go for that. Yeah. Do you want to hear mine?
Yeah, of course.
Crocodile Dundee, a Scottish crocodile.
It's not bad.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I mean, he'd probably be more leery than the Crocodile Dundee. If you see, fuck off. Any vaguely lizard-shaped animal.
instead of one of the cork hats, he's just got one of those comedy berets with ginger hair coming out of it on little kilt.
Maybe, yeah.
I think you should smallen it down, though, if he's a Scottish guy. Like, it should be, like, Gecko Aberdeen or something like that.
I like that. Newt. Newt Edinburgh.
Salamander Highlands.
Salamander Highlands sounds like a character from, like, a murder mystery novel, doesn't
it?
Yeah, it's quite good. Right, Archie, you said you brought some ideas.
Yeah, I've got a few. So I've got Friday the 13th, which is Friday, the Black Friday film, in Friday the 13th universe. So Ice Cube and Chris Tucker getting chased by Jason the Murderer.
Excellent. Yeah.
That would be a bad boy film.
Sounds very good.
No Country for Old Men in Black.
Wait.
Good.
So is Shagur an alien? That's the guy. That's the big creepy walking guy.
Mm. Yeah.
So he's an alien.
Or A Few Good Men in Black.
Yeah.
Nice. Pun on the name.
A few good No Country for Old Men in Black.
Yeah, that would look at that. That would be out of control.
Next week, Joel's just going to come with one idea and it'll just be a continuous running pun that just goes all 20 minutes.
And the final one, Murder on the Pineapple Express.
Oh,
good,
yeah.
Very good. That I can't believe we haven't come up with that.
Stoner murder mystery.
That would be so good.
Yeah.
Just so everyone knows, I've got the patent on that idea. copyrighted right now.
Yeah. Is the detective also a stoner?
I think everyone's high. Yeah, on the train, what's happened is, you know, when the top of the train catches fire at one point, the top of the train catches fire, but there's a fucking weed farm next to it. So the whole rest of the train is high. And now they're trying to catch the murderer.
Everyone's paranoid. Yeah,
and the murderer doesn't even know that he's murdering people. He's just walking around stabbing and whoops.
If it's not the fire on top of the train, it could be that they've run out of just fuel for the train and they're just like, I'll just grab some stuff from that field to burn. And it just turns out it's just really strong wheels.
The driver's all swaying around. Like going, oh, no matter what happens, I'm still under right.
Yeah. Trying to do a hard left.
They get munchies because they're stuck in this like snow. They could go cannibalism.
Oh,
good.
Yeah, there's so many options.
I'm into it.
This is really good.
That is really good. Well, normally at the end of the show, we ask you to pick a winner, but if you want to pick your own...
Of course I want to pick my own. Straight out.
Yeah, there you go. So...
The winner is, what was it, Murder on the Pineapple Express?
Yeah.
But we're not allowed it because Archie's already got the rights to it.
Yeah.
I'll let you develop it and then give me a creator credit.
Oh, cheers.
Excellent.
Mate. You can exec produce it, right?
Yeah, I'll do the execing thing, which I'm not convinced is a real job, but anyway.
Archie, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me, man.
Good fun.
It's fun.
Do you have anything you need to plug or anything?
Oh, if you've enjoyed me, come watch me at Soho Theatre on the 14th of December. Tickets should be available now. Don't know when this is going out. I don't know when my tickets are going to be available. But I'm there on the 14th of December and then maybe again, but I don't know yet. So,
Keep checking Archie Maddox's social media feeds.
Yeah, if you follow Archie on Twitter, I'm sure.
I will. And the show is called Matchstick. It's very funny. Although, don't come if you get easily upset by... ass wiping stuff. That's literally the first thing out of my mouth.
As if anyone offended by ass wiping is still listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
We know it's the end of the show because there is a knock, knock, knock at the studio door. And entering the room, Archie actually nipped out a second ago and he's come back with his fists wrapped in toilet roll. Thank you for listening. It got a lot more scatological than it normally does.
Yeah.
I think it's actually my fault.
Yeah, it was my fault.
I was about to blame Archie because he's left the room now.
No, absolutely.
But yeah, it was my fault. I took it there.
Don't throw him under the bus.
I tell you what, I've got some serious practicing to do when I get home.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.